So, Mr. Wright, first of all, very nice to have you on the program today. You've been a great help. You see that I have the latest member of the Pat Miller program staff, Dwight, here with me. And, and mostly Great Dane, right?
That's right. Great Dane Nix.
That's Jessica Henry. We'll get to who she is in a minute. But right now, I'm cuddling Dwight. You know, it's been a year and a half since I've been able to have you in here.
It's a puppy drought.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
And they'll tell you, I have not felt well. I haven't looked well. I haven't smiled since March of last year.
And now that's about to change.
Yeah, see. This is a sweet dog. You're a sweet puppy, aren't you? I don't care. Well, we're actually on Facebook Live right now. If you go to my page, Wobo's Pat Miller, we're on Facebook Live. And this is Dwight right here. Look at that. Knows he's on camera. This dog knows he's on camera.
We train him all that way, Pat. Yeah.
You're 4 weeks old. Come on, left foot forward. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. You are adorable. It is a cute. Well, and a somewhat cute host. It's a cute dog, right? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Yeah, I'm sorry, there's something's happening in our. I can't pick up your station anymore. No, but this is a cutie, isn't it? Now, this is a dog that I'm trying to figure out a way to take it with me tomorrow to be in the 4th of July parade because Kim and I are riding with the bars out in New Haven. And that's what I thought. Okay, see,
Mrs. Miller just needs to meet one of these puppies one time, Pat.
That's exactly right.
See, she says no, but it's only because she hasn't met them yet.
Yeah, but she doesn't say no. She says, no! And besides, honey, Darren brought it up. Oh, look at you. You know you're being talked about, don't you? So the organization, you've always come in with the Allen County SPCA.
That's right.
And now we've had a name change because you've had a bit of a merger. Walk me through what that is.
So only I would be crazy enough to conduct a merger during a global pandemic, but I did it because I knew it was the right thing to do. Our friends at Hope for Animals, which is our low-cost, high-volume spay-neuter clinic here in town,
okay,
and the Allen County SPCA had been friends and colleagues for years. And when their executive director announced that she was going to be stepping down, I got my wheels turning about a year and a half ago and thought maybe the right thing to do for animals and for animal lovers in this community is to bring these two powerhouse organizations together. We did that, and the way to sort of unveil all of that was to introduce our brand new name, and we are Humane Fort Wayne.
There you go. We have had puppies adopted because they were on this program.
Absolutely.
Alexa Shear, when Alexa Shear was here with ABC 21, she used to be a regional reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And I made her so mad one day.
I thought you were going to arm wrestle over that puppy.
Well, what I told her was, because she said, I'm adopting this puppy. And I said, really? She goes, I'm so excited. I said, send me a picture. And then she sent me a picture. And what was the breed of that? Because it was a very...
Little Australian Shepherd.
It was a very unusual breed, gorgeously colored, and the eyes.
Yes.
And I said, oh, yeah, I remember that puppy. She goes, you haven't met this puppy. I said, that puppy's been in my studio.
I think you actually... had the audacity to send her a photo of you holding her puppy, and you said, I met your puppy first.
Yeah, you mean a puppy like this one? And of course, to get even now, I'm still sitting here in Fort Wayne, and she and the dog are roaming the beaches of San
Diego.
That's
true, so take that, Pat.
Yeah, there you go. So I was put in my place. So you've done... I wish you guys could see this. He licks my hand, and then he takes his paw, and he pushes against my arm, kind of like...
The good news is, Pat, if you adopt that one, there are seven more at the shelter available. Okay. This was a litter of eight.
Okay, let's don't get silly. All right? Because if I get eight...
No, I just mean listeners. For your listeners, there are seven more. You can take this Dwight home.
So we have a total of eight, including this one. John Graham is up for adoption, so you could adopt John, too. John eats more than the puppies do, so that's a problem.
And we haven't trained John, so I can't speak for his behaviors.
Boy, have we tried. Wow. He's still doing the thing, papers in the corner.
Oh,
that
sure.
Kind of. So you decided to try to merge these two together.
Yes.
And so that merger technically happened when?
January 1st of this year. So we're about 6 months into the merger, and it has been phenomenal. In fact, June, for both sides of our organization, was one of the most successful in terms of how many animals we were able to help. Our organization spayed and neutered 1,200 animals in the month of June, Pat.
What?
1,200 animals in the month of June. Yes. Our clinic...
How is that even possible?
Because we are a high volume, low cost, so very affordable spay-neuter clinic. We spay and neuter owned animals as well as shelter animals from 13 surrounding counties. So we are spaying and neutering upwards of 60 animals a day at our clinic, and that is how we help reduce pet overpopulation in our community.
Yeah.
And when we reduce overpopulation, we save lives.
Yeah, and you do. I mean, and you really do. It's kind of like, you know, I used to have Jessica Rutledge on here, mm-hmm. And we would talk because I went out with her a couple times where we would actually go out, catch and spay and neuter feral cats.
Absolutely.
Because the way you do that and cut them down is not just to kill the cats or put them in a truck and take them five states away, but to get them spay, neutered, and then let them go back to their own communities.
Right.
But not be able to reproduce. It's amazing the difference that makes.
And did you know that at our clinic, we take feral walk-ins up to 10 a day, Monday through Thursday, without an appointment. So all your friends and family who are out there trapping those feral and free-roaming cats,
just bring them in.
Monday through Thursday, we take up to 10, and we've been known to take more. And that's how we're committed to reducing that pet overpopulation.
Okay, I'm going to take this quick break. And when I come back, we'll talk a little bit more to Jessica as she's there. So what's that? You want to be mayor someday? Okay.
Don't do it, Dwight.
Come on, Dwight. You could be so much more. We'll be back straight ahead. Glad you guys are with us on this Friday before the July the 4th holiday with Dwight in the driver's seat. This is Pat Miller on WoWo 1190 AM 107.5. I tell you, Dan Bongino's doing a great job with his new show, but so far, not one time, puppies have not shown up on the Dan Bongino show.
Which is what makes this show a little bit better.
See,
I'm just saying.
It sets us apart. So you merged with another group, and, yep. And again, the group you merged with was
Hope for Animals. So okay. Allen County SPCA plus Hope for Animals equals Humane Fort Wayne.
Okay, but you're still on Hanna.
We have one location. Our shelter is on Hanna,
okay.
And our clinic that I referenced earlier, that's on Maycrest, which is off of Lake Avenue, not far from the VA hospital.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you is he getting here? Restless?
He's trying to say, you know, it's a little cover. Oh, there, oh, there. There, that's, oh, there's the spot. Yes, right there. Oh, Daddy. So tell me the process if people want to adopt a puppy, because I'm trying to be gentle here. These aren't just dogs off the street, okay? These are not just dogs that are a mess. They're sick beyond sick. These are good animals.
Well, I happen to think that all animals are good animals, but I know exactly what you're saying. The animals who come through our program have been spayed or neutered. They're fully vaccinated. They've been microchipped. I talked to you when I first came in. Every animal, when it comes in, is bathed. And that's not just because we think it might be a necessity. It's really symbolic. We really want to have these animals get a new life, right?
Yeah.
So we wash away the past, introduce them to their new lives. You can apply for adoption. You can actually see all of our adoptables at humanefw.org. You can see all the adoptables and apply right then and there.
Kim, humanefw.org.
That's right.
But when you brought the dog in, and here's what Jessica does. I had Kayleen Reeser in here. We were in here having a very serious discussion about the Battle of the Bulge in her new book. And Jessica shows up, and we have a window between the studio and the hallway out there. And all at once, I happen to look up, and I see Jessica with this sinister smile on her face. And she's got this puppy in her arms, kind of like, look what I have. And so then I had to be very gentle and sweet and get Kayleen out of here really fast.
So that you could meet this puppy, yes. Yeah.
But he just, the first thing I noticed, though, when he came in, and I mentioned it to you, was just how soft he was.
Yes.
I knew he was freshly bathed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But he's just so cute.
And he's falling asleep in your arms now, Pat.
Yeah, see, Kim used to do this.
He is a little doll baby. And like I said, there are 8 of these. We had a litter of 8 brought in. We also have a couple of other puppies. Yesterday, we had a transport in from Mississippi of like 24 dogs. So we have a lot a lot of animals in the shelter right now. Cute, cuddly kittens, cute, cuddly puppies. If you are looking to adopt, now is the time to do that. I will caution you, if you haven't had a pet before, 4th of July is tough on some animals because of the fireworks.
Yep.
So if you haven't had a pet before, or if you have a pet at home right now that is reactive to the fireworks, reach out to your veterinarian. They can often prescribe something that's maybe a little calming for your animal.
Yep.
Or you can check out Animal Care and Control or our website at humanefw.org for some tips on how to keep your pet safe this holiday season.
Well, and I will tell you that with BJ the Mighty Wonder Pup,
mm-hmm.
who's although he's 9 years old, he's still a dachshund.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very reactive to stuff like that. And so, the puppy just took a little breath and went...
Little sigh, yes.
But BJ responds, you know, and because we live on a pond,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people around the pond like to see their fireworks over the lake
sure.
and blah, 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 which is fine. But so I know that tonight, being Friday, it's going to be the start mm-hmm. of the hullabaloo. So
yes.
We'll probably take him and will make sure he eats early enough and that I get him out to do his business early enough.
Yep.
And then Kim, we will put his Thunder shirt on him.
Perfect.
And then she's also got like some essential oils.
Yep.
And she's got some that are very calming that she just puts like on the back of his neck.
That's great.
Yeah. It doesn't take away every fear. But he just gets so relaxed so fast.
And if people crate their animals, if they crate your dog, then this time put a blanket over the outside of the crate just to kind of give him more of that little cave, little, you know,
and we have a blanket over
safe
his crate.
Space. Yes. And that really can do wonders for dogs. My dog goes in the shower. He's, you know, so distressed under fireworks. So, you can come adopt regardless of the fireworks. We are closed on Sunday and Monday. Typically we're open on Sundays,
okay. But
we are closed on the 4th of July.
Okay.
And the 5th for the holiday. So if you want to adopt, then swing by tomorrow. But make sure you check out our website first to look at the process and see all of our adoptables.
Yeah. So now the process, is it a long process?
Not at all. You know, years ago, it took forever to adopt an animal from a shelter. They used to say it was easier to adopt a kid than it was to adopt a puppy. Those days are over with. We want you to head to our website, fill out just a one-page application, just lets us know who you are and that you're interested in adopting. We send you an email, and then you give us a call and schedule an appointment to come in and meet with the dogs. Cats, you don't need an appointment for. You can come and walk through and visit with all the cats. Dogs, just because it's a little bit more labor-intensive, we ask you to have an appointment to meet with them.
Yeah. So you come in and you fill out the application.
No, you do that online beforehand. Yep.
Right.
And then you make an appointment to come in. You can walk out the same day with your brand new puppy.
Oh, how awesome.
Yes.
And when you walk out with them, they're spayed, they're neutered, they've had their shots.
That's right. They've been heartworm tested. They've been given this month's flea tick and heartworm preventative, microchipped, whatever. And for a puppy, get this, $200 to adopt, and it comes with free puppy training classes right there at Humane Fort
really?
Wayne.
Okay,
what a bargain.
Now, let me talk to you about something about training. Okay, folks, now hang on. This dog would be awesome in training. His condition, his perception,
his demeanor
of being 3/4 of asleep when he's wide awake. But no, he would be great in training.
Yes,
Bailey, my dark golden retriever, mm-hmm. was awesome. BJ, the mighty wonder pup, being a dachshund, mm-hmm. when he graduated from training and he got his diploma, he ate it.
Well, at least he graduated.
So he got his certificate, mm-hmm. and he passed it, so to speak.
So to speak, yes.
But BJ is such a terrific dog, you know.
Well, they are such an important part of our lives. If there's anything that we learned while we were all staying at home for a year, it's just how much we relied on our animals for our companionship, for our comfort. A lot of people adopted animals during the pandemic and realized just what a great addition they are to our families.
Yeah, they really are. So go again, the website.
HumaneFW.org.
Okay, it shouldn't be hard. So HumaneFW.org. We will make sure that she is in here now once a month.
Okay.
With a puppy or two or 12. and we will have them here. I need to make sure I take a picture or the video from what you've done today, John, and I need to send it out to Alexis and just say the Pat Miller touch continues.
Yes.
So,
and John, we'll get you a puppy.
Yeah.
If it's the last thing
I
do.
You know, you're not paying me to do this, but I'm going to tell you what. If I was a parent and I had a 5 or a 10-year-old, this is exactly the puppy I would come and get right now. I really would. This dog is so calm and just ready to love you.
Absolutely. And that's a great time in a child's life. You know, a childhood without a puppy.
Yep.
Okay. But when you've got one, boy, it's extra great.
Oh, yeah. It's just awesome. Yeah, but the house training and all that. You're talking about just a couple of weeks, and then you're talking about a lifetime together.
That's
with
right.
your kids.
And like I said, you get basic obedience classes when you adopt from us, so we're there to help you
that
every
awesome.
Step of the way.
That's awesome. Now, can I send John in for training? Does that work?
No, they have to be puppies, and also
really?
We don't really want
what
them.
What if I sign a disclaimer?
We're held harmless if something happens?
No, I won't
Or
claim
you
him.
Are.
That's the way the disclaimer
Oh, the
works.
You don't claim him?
It's actually an unclaimer. I love you, John. You know I love you. So, folks, here you go. This is a sweet one right here.
Little Dwight.
Those of you looking here at Facebook Live, you're a star. Look at those ears. Look at that. Oh, I love it.
People should follow us on social media because we always show off our adorable puppies and kittens on social media. So follow Humane Fort Wayne on Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. We even have a TikTok now. We're so fancy.
You have a what?
Exactly.
You do? I don't even have TikTok.
I don't either, but I think we do.
There you go. All right, so that's Jessica Henry, and this is Dwight, and there are 8 more.
That's right.
From this litter, and then other dogs arriving. And if you go there to their humanefw.org. You constantly see what's there, what's available. We'll have her back, and then we'll definitely have her back anytime we have one of our area-wide events that we do. I know sometimes they have an event or part of an event, like, for example, out at the Coliseum. Everything, it's hard to remember now what we did before the pandemic.
Isn't it, though?
Know? It's just hard to
remember. But we do have
one
coming up in October. We have a calendar right on our website. You can see all the cool stuff going on at Humane Fort Wayne.
Okay, cool. Jessica, thanks.
My pleasure. Nice to see you. I've missed you.
I know. It's good to see you. Nobody makes me smile like you, and nobody makes you laugh like I do. Okay, so we're going to be back here in just a minute. We're going to have our Friday at 5 free-for-all. This is it before the 4th of July weekend. Glad you guys are with us. And I have a question for you as we go forward. Is our continued freedom worth fighting for? Because I'm not convinced that some people think that it is, because we seem to have stopped fighting for it. So we'll talk about that, and we'll think about puppies and puppy all kinds of stuff. The show's over. I'm sitting here with a dog in my lap. So we'll see you a little bit just the other side of Darren Wright and the news.
All right, Facebook Live, we're signing off.
Podcasts by Federated Media.